Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger Love.
How are you doing this morning, darling?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing absolutely okay. Yes. And it's like, girl, yes. Now, I don't know what it is between me and Blog Talk Radio to where my phone only want to work with them sometimes, since that's what you keep saying is my phone, but shoot. 1,000 times they go through fine, but then you get the 1 and 2 times that it just don't want to act right because it don't want to pick up on my landline. I don't understand it. Shoot.
It can't confuse with a landline
because
a lot of people don't have those.
Ain't my fault. So, the landlines were here first, so I don't understand why they don't work with people no more.
Just like dinosaurs was first, but they aren't working no more.
Dinosaurs are not here because they're stupid. That's why. Well, no, actually, it took the work of God to get rid of dinosaurs, girl. It didn't happen with the landlines yet. Oh, my. So, girl, okay, what we got on the agenda for today, honey?
All right, we got a couple of things. Let me see. My computer was acting a little slow this morning. All right, Toni Braxton, back in the hospital yesterday.
Hello.
She had to cancel her Cleveland show. Yeah, she's having a lot of complications with her lupus lately. So we want to, keep Toni in our prayers.
So she's in the hospital, bless her heart.
Yes.
Well, it was lupus that she had. I think I did hear that before, but I'm not sure where or what. But I knew it was something that was going on with her. She was having complications, but I don't know what I thought it was. But yeah, but that makes sense.
Yes. But before she went to the hospital, she had called an Arkansas trip, called her boo man, her boo thing, up to the stage with her Mr. Birdman.
Yeah,
confirm all the rumors and all that. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
That sounds cute.
Everybody's trying it. Everybody is trying it. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
Just because it worked out well for Beyonce and Jay-Z don't mean it's going to work for everybody.
Okay. All right. Now, this big story that I really didn't want to talk about, but I have to talk about it. Kim Kardashian and lying about being robbed.
Lying?
Oh, yeah, it was a lie. In London, when they got tied up and, all these diamonds were supposed to have been stolen and all this, it was an insurance fraud. They lied. Her and her mama.
What?
Yeah, right about to wake up Ben.
Still stuck on the fact that she got robbed and how distraught she was and how overly dramatic she'd been acting about it and all that. That's where I've been at, child. But all
well,
this time it was
well,
a
let me tell you
lie.
I'm going to back up because they still saying she lied. I think she lied. Media Takeout had to issue a full apology for saying she lied. But everybody else said she lied. The story has too many holes in it.
I'm like, well, child, what I think about Media Takeout, girl, it sounds like a place where you go and order a number 5 or something. So I don't know if I really trust my news, with them or whatnot.
Yeah, well, they wanted to apologize because they said she lied. She said she was going to press a lawsuit against them because she was distraught. But everybody else is side-eyeing her being robbed as well, including me. Come on, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Kim.
Well, I look at it like this, child. If she lied about being robbed, girl, why? Like, I don't understand what the purpose of it. It's like, okay, you got enough money. Do you really need to add, you know, insurance fraud to the list of things that you've been doing to get the money, really?
Right.
It would be so unnecessary. See, some things are just not necessary to do, and that would be one of the things. You know, it's not like you were in dire need of anything that we know of, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, if she lied about it, she needs to be slapped.
Right. Okay, Chris Rock signs on to 2 Netflix comedy specials. Excuse me, earning up to $40 million. Well, it's going to be, his earnings will be a $40 million payday. Shout out to Chris Rock on that.
Okay, and what show is this?
They didn't mention the shows. It'll be 2 comedy Netflix shows. They'll only be on Netflix.
Oh, Lord. And I guess, I guess in this new millennium, everybody got Netflix, don't they?
Okay.
TV ain't good enough no more. That's dinosaur.
That's what they trying to tell them. That's what. All right. Now, we got to talk about this one first. Lil Wayne tries to explain racism doesn't exist. And everybody is angry at Lil Wayne for this statement.
Because Lil Wayne is just, you know, I think it's residual.
And a white cop saved his life, so he knows there is no racism. But how about all the other incidents with you and your tour buses and everything else?
Let me guess. He had a Jewish lawyer that got him off, so they had his back.
Okay.
Even though he has been to jail before. Didn't he go to jail?
Plenty of times.
Yeah, but, yeah, he was doing the stuff that he was actually doing, too, so, yeah. But, you know, my thing is, it's like, you know what, don't take your experience as just being the gospel truth, because it's like, okay, yes, we've all had experiences where, you know, white people are not all bad. We don't say that white people are the, well, I don't, because I've known plenty of people to say that white people are the devil, child, but it's like, yeah, I don't believe that. I just think individually
people are about to say this. This person is the devil. RuPaul says, now this was reported by worldnewsdailyreport.com. He says Trump touched him inappropriately in 1990. Everybody said laugh out loud. This is getting more like the Bill Cosby situation. Because all the people coming up talking about all the sexual things that Donald Trump did to them. All these women allegedly coming forward on all the sexual abuse that Donald Trump has done. And now they're saying it's getting a lot like Bill Cosby. And now they're saying RuPaul, and I don't know how true this is. RuPaul has not confirmed or denied. But WorldNewsDailyReport.com says RuPaul stated that he was touched inappropriately by the Trump.
Quite frankly, I would say this. It sounds like a comical thing, but I wouldn't put it past him. And at the same time, when people are trying to compare this to the Bill Cosby situation, my thing is like Bill Cosby has never been noted to actually have done these things. People are coming out and saying all of this 40 years later as it actually to them happened or whatever, but there's no record of any of this being posted anywhere. There's no record of it being ever complained about, no charges being filed or nothing. Donald Trump is posted every which way but loose, and you're hearing his actual words stating things that he has said and done. You know what I'm saying? So let's look at the one that's more believable as to being the actual truth.
Right.
You know, so not much of a comparison there if you ask me.
I said the same, but they're saying that the women that are coming forward with Donald Trump are people that he was in close proximities with. And the women that Bill had, they were more working relationships. So I don't know.
Again, it's not something that's far-fetched considering who the person that they are talking about, because it's just like I said, if you have all of the records, you know, of him literally saying some things that he has been saying in the media about touching people wherever, grabbing them by the whatever, it's like, this is coming out of his mouth. And let him be also the one to tell it. He has no regrets on anything that he says. He tries not to have any regrets, and definitely no sincere apologies for anything that he has done. Again, y'all remember that we are talking about this man who is literally a rich, spoiled white kid. You can't tell him nothing.
And that's what pretty much, who was that that said that? I forgot, I said it yesterday who it was, but yeah, called him the little rich white kid. Okay, somebody is really upset with Lauryn Hill because Lauryn has not come out with another song. And they want to know, should we still support Lauryn Hill with all her foolery that she has come up with? Should we support her? They say she a one CD having ass.
Okay, first of all,
people are trying to get her to come back out with more music. And Lauryn is chilling. Lauryn is chilling, and people are mad
that she ain't putting out no music. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, but they're angry. And they want to know, should we still mess with Lauryn? And I think so. Lauryn is doing Lauryn, and I appreciate Lauryn for doing Lauryn.
Okay, my thing is she ain't put on this earth to basically be your entertainment for the rest of her life. If she decided she don't want to make another music or record, you know, until the end of time, that's her decision. That's anybody's decision to do what it is that they feel like they need to do or want to do. If you like what she puts out and you buy her music, then that's just you buying her music and liking what she do. But if she doesn't feel like it's in her anymore to do it, you can't get mad at her.
Right.
Let the lady sit down and chill. If she feel like she's earned enough money and enough fame in that spotlight, and she's good, then let her be good.
Okay. And one more entertainment thing before I get into the meat and potatoes of the show. Mary J. Blige is back. She has a new song called Think of It. You know she's been brokenhearted because she's getting a divorce and all that gravy. So they say the old Mary J. is back. Are you ready for it, Roger Love?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ready too.
You know, when it comes to Mary, girl, nobody think about pain like Mary do to her.
Okay.
It's like, you know, but she can still be joyful too. My thing is, it's a difference when the pain is being sung about in a different mentality, because it's like when she was first doing it, you know, she was new about it, and it was still very much real, I feel, and then she was still going through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? But now she's more grown, she's more settled, she can deal with things a lot different. It can still come out reflected in her music, her growth. But, you know, it's what she does well when she's putting her emotions in what she's doing. But she's already made it clear that regardless to what y'all think I might be going through, even if I am going through something, it's no more pain, it's no more drama. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's, you know, I look forward to that from her because it's just what, you know, I feel like she's capable of doing. She can handle whatever she goes through better than what she did, should I say. You know?
I believe that. I'm sorry we can talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost done with my coffee.
Hey. I'm like, here, a good cup of coffee might be exactly what we need right about now, but hey. Is it decaf or no?
No, it's regular. I can't do decaf in the morning.
Ooh.
All right. Set up. Uh-oh. What did I do? Oh.
I'm like, yes, I'm one of those people that decaf is the only thing that works for me. So I just like, yeah, because anything else, ooh, I would be so sleepy. That regular caffeine, I don't know why, but yes, I get sleepy, unlike other people. Other people, they get hype or they feel energized after, you know. I get sleepy when I get caffeine and coffee in me for some reason. I don't understand it. It just happens to me. But, yeah. But Lauren Hill, do you, girl? Mary J, do you? Y'all do y'all. If y'all want to do something happy and upbeat, child, if y'all want to think about y'all pain, you know, we love it. That's
yes,
what we
do.
So when she come out with something, that's what we're going to do. We're going to support her anyway because that's just what we do. I don't understand why people want to act like, you know, well, because she ain't coming out with no music, why we want to mess with her. That sounds rude, you know.
Right. All right. One of the questions for the day is, can a black man be pro-black and dating or married to a white woman?
Can you be pro-black but married and dating a white woman?
Married or dating a white woman, yes.
Well, you want to answer that first, or should I?
I shall first. I feel that if you are pro-black, mm-hmm. you would only see the beauty in your race because you are pro that race. I don't see you looking or seeking outside of that race. That is just my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, some of these comments, people are saying, you know, that you don't know who you could fall in love with.
And see, yeah. And that's kind of where I'm falling because of the fact that, you know, to me it's like to limit yourself just based upon something, that's like another form of racism to me. It's like, I mean, if you find, to me, it's people find people, and it's like whatever you find a feeling about that person, now if you get with this person simply because they're a white girl, or simply because they're an Asian girl or whatever it is, it's like, okay, that's crazy to me. So it should not reflect your blackness, basically, because you're with somebody who's not black. My thing is, it's like you can't tell somebody what makes them what they are. You are what you are, and if you represent what you are well, then you're being pro whatever you are, black, mixed, whatever. So that doesn't mean that you are limited and strictly limited to dating only someone who is like you, to me. That's just putting limitations on yourself, and it's like, why?
Well, I think it is a limitation if you are pro something.
It just means that you are still standing up for yourself. It doesn't mean that you have to still just limit yourself to just strictly dating just what represents what, you know, that aspect of you. There's multiple aspects of everybody. You know, everybody got something in them down their line, so it's like, okay, at which point was somebody not being pro, you know, themselves just because they're dating somebody that's not this, you know? Suppose the one that you're with also has those same beliefs and same feelings that you have about how people are being treated in this country. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't stop at just black people having those feelings, you know? So it to me, it's just a limitation that you put on yourself if just to basically prove something, I guess. But no,
okay,
I ain't got nothing
so
to prove.
Pro, okay, so if you're pro, let's say, abortion, but everybody, every time you turn around, the person you're dating is totally against it.
I mean, but just because you might be what they would call pro-choice. But that doesn't mean that everybody should just go around having abortions. You know, it's like people are getting pregnant because a lot of people want to have kids, you know. It doesn't mean that just because you're pro-choice or pro-abortion that, okay, you feel like everybody should just be pregnant and killing these babies. That's not how that works, you know. So if you choose that you don't actually want to have kids, then that's one thing. Because you don't want to have kids, then you let the person know that you're with whoever that person is. If they, if they are pro-life and pro-whatever, if they know that they're with somebody who just don't want to have kids, then that's an agreement that you have to either, A, agree to do or agree not to do and leave. That's your choice. But it doesn't mean that just because it's one aspect that you guys are not on the same page about that it does not work. You can just – it's all about give and take and compromise in relationships, regardless to the fact of what the differences are, you know?
Well – again, with that pro-choice comment I made, if you are, okay, say you are pro-choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But every time, no, say you against abortion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But every time, and you protest and all this, but every time you turn around, you're getting one. Because I have a few friends like that.
Now, see, this is the thing.
So that's what I'm thinking more about this.
Girl, that's what I call bipolarism or something, child, because, yeah, you can't be saying that you this and you that, but then doing the opposite. That's a conflict in yourself.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about the pro-black guy dating or black woman dating of their opposite race.
That's not the case, though, because it's not, again, the way that you are portraying yourself is still not a reflection on just limiting yourself to just dating a certain race. Because, again, to me, that's just being selective and a bit racist. Just because a person is black, okay, well, I'll date this person just because they're black. But I won't date this one because he's not black. That's just like... You know, that's just crazy to me because, A, if you have a chemistry with somebody and you're having whatever it is that's going on between people, it's like, you know, it should not stop you just because they're just not this. You know what I'm saying? Or they're just not that. Oh, this won't work because you're not exactly, you're not the me incarnate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, hey, you can find a black person, if you're a pro-black person, you can find another black person, but have less in common with that black person that you did find than what you would with a white person that might have a lot more in common with you. So why force something to work simply because they just met this one criteria and everything else could be just, you know, down the drain? You know? But that's just me. I personally think that if, you know, if you, whatever color you are, whatever race you are, you could still be pro, you know, whatever, and still be able to date somebody outside of your race. Because, hey, I'm pro, you know, life, pro treating people equally. That's my thing. Being treated equally. Because it's like I feel like there should be no ideology that one race is definitely better than the other race, because that's not the case. I don't think that's the case anywhere, that any race is better than any other race, you know? We are all put on this earth the same way, through birth, and from there we can actually live the life that we have in front of us to live, and we all can actually achieve different things in life. That doesn't make no one race better than the other, so... We all on that same playing field to me. And that's what I look at when it comes down to, you know, being pro-black or whatever. It's like, do I think that being black is better than being white? No. I just think that we all deserve to be treated equally and fairly.
But if you're pro-black, okay, give me a definition of what you think a person who's pro-black is.
Well, to me, being pro-black is something that's, like I said, it's kind of like a Black Lives Matter kind of thing. It's not to the point of saying that only Black Lives Matter. It's not to the fact of just saying that black is just the best thing to be in life. And if you're not black, then you ain't nothing. That's not what pro-black is to me. It's more or less to let people know that we as black people are proud of being who we are also, and proud of being, you know, our upbringing, our background, and everything that we have gone through and added to this country also. It's not about just saying that only what we do matters and we just the best of the best and everything else. You know, it's not so much as saying that we have to keep everything separated in order to be appreciated, you know? That's not pro-black to me.
Okay. Well, I take it, my definition of pro-black is only dealing with black issues, dealing with all types of black issues, understanding all types of black issues for the betterment of black people. That's my take on being pro-black.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both black people, and we both have, we're both seeing it from two different sides.
Of course.
Of the spectrum. So for me, him dating, excuse me, him dating a outside of his race is an oxy. Because of the way I feel about being
pro-black.
You, on the other hand, think about it differently. So for you, being pro-black is totally different.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it just goes to show that basically these things are all what you call, it's just based upon perspective. You know, how you see things. And it's to me, it's an individual thing, I guess, because it's always an individual thing. Everybody is different. Everybody sees things different because that's just how we are. We are individual people. So,
right. Now, let me take a quiz on that. But it's in the same family.
Hmm?
People are in outrage. The young lady from Orange is the New Black is now dating Samara Willis. Is now engaged to a white lady.
Samara.
Samara Wiley from.
Oh, Samara Wiley.
Huh?
I said Samara Wiley. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I have never watched the show before because it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, she was the cool castmate, but she got killed off, so it's okay. Sorry if I did a, you know, I spoiled it for some people that hadn't seen it yet. But,
did they kill off because she's engaged to a white girl?
No, no, I don't know, but it's bringing a lot of uproar about it. And,
and that's the thing. People like to be in uproar behind what other
people
are doing.
People are like, you know, now that she's famous because she was dating a black girl, now that she's famous,
Lord,
she is doing a stereotype of the black man.
That's not a stereotype. It's a stereotype if that's the purpose of what you're doing. But people like to just basically put that out because it's people's perspective. Again, it's an individual thing and an individual way to look at things. And just because at any given time you with a black man or if you decide to get with a white man afterwards, if that didn't work out, it's like whatever the case is, that's the case. Now, if you purposely set out to do something like that, then that's a totally different aspect, you know? That's a totally different thing to do. It's like it is what it is, you know? But my thing is at any given time, I'm like, for the most part, what I find to be attractive, the average black man to me, and I think I've said this on many occasions, just not really much on the show. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show. The average black man to me is more attractive to me than the average white man. Does that mean that I don't find any white men attractive? Hell no, because I've seen plenty of attractive white men. I have. Plenty of them. So the attractions are there regardless, but if you're just being blindsided just by one aspect of a person, then where does that leave for the rest of the person that, you know, that it comes with? Your color, your race is just one aspect of who you are, one aspect.
Right.
And if you are simply strictly, you know, just leaving that on the table for just this, it's the absolute most that person got to have. color, you know? It's like there's multiple aspects of people than just their race. And to me, that is what being pro-black is about. It's not about just saying that, okay, well, yes, this is the best, the absolute best that you should be able to do and can do and everything else. It's about being appreciated for who you are and what you have to bring to the table. And it's not just going to be just another black person that will be able to appreciate that because, A, there are different aspects to being black. There are different shades of black. You know what I'm saying?
But how can you say you're pro-black if you're dating? I guess it's all about the perception of what, yeah,
of what
you're pro-black is.
Exactly, and that's what the thing is. To me, it's like I said, it's like if you're a pro-black person, does that mean that the only type of person that you're going to ever be attracted to is a black person?
It depends on your mindset a bit, what is pro-black.
And again, it depends on that individual. And that's why I say it's like, okay, because that individual has that on their mind.
Roger Love.
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you said. I'm going to edit for you. Can you see a Klan leader married to a black woman?
A Klan leader, but you got to remember what that's actually the basis of that whole thing is.
But
they're
pro-white, though.
No, they're not just pro-white. They are
racist. They are. That's what their bylaws said. I have read
them. No. I said they are not just pro-white. That's the thing. They are racist individuals. They're actually looking at things strictly based upon that color aspect, and which is why I said it depends on the mindset of those people. They have plenty of white people that I'm sure are probably just as pro-white as any black person is pro-black and still can see the differences and appreciate the differences of individual people.
So someone can live in a house with – you can live in a house with somebody who is pro-white. Okay, say you're dating someone that's pro-white.
Yes.
Everything that they do, they're going to consider their white culture. So how can they actually love you or even want to be with you because everything is going to be towards their culture? So everything that you do, everything that you say is going to blackwash their white culture.
But, girl, again, that's if you're with that type of person that's that extreme about what it is that they're doing. If everything that they're doing is strictly based upon the fact of them being white, again, they're being that selective as to what it is that they are choosing to live their life based upon. Like I said, for me being a pro-black man, I'm just simply a man who appreciates the blackness and everything that we actually encompass. It does not mean that I can't appreciate nothing else outside of that. It does not mean that I just have to close my mind and to think that nothing else exists strictly because I'm a black man. And to be with somebody else who's on that aspect of whatever race that they are, you have, like I said, there's Hispanic people. There's a whole lot of different people that are in this world. And if all you're going to appreciate is what your culture brings, then you're being a separatist. And that's what racism is based upon, separation.
Well, I guess in our household, because, again, that was Cajun Player, in our household, we are pro-black. So, being pro-black, I think it would be hard if we were ever to say, you know what, let's adopt a kid. If we were to adopt a kid and they were white, it would be hard to raise that kid because we're too pro-black. We would blackwash their whiteness because they couldn't do things that would be stereotypical for a white family. Than a black family because we're too pro-black. And I don't see how somebody pro-black can date someone of an opposite race if you're pro-black, especially with the things that are going on in the media today. Not just today, because this has been going on for years, 400 years to be exact, because that's when slavery started. So I can't see how someone being pro-black and seeing and noticing all the things that are going on, that has been going on,
that when you talk about your ancestors, they can talk like their, you know, their ancestors are superior, where there was a lot of black people that actually owned slaves. And
this is where we keep going back and forth to. This is why I keep saying, girl, it's like, okay, you're in, it's like the thing about being pro-black or pro-whatever, it's to a point to where it's like an extreme almost for some people.
Right.
And an extremity to me is where, like I said, it's where you get into the Klan age, or when you get into almost some of the Black Party people, because the Black Panther people, should I say, because it's so much of the fact that it's like it's only what you are that's important. And that's where they're seeing this, because your ancestry and your history, it is what it is, and you can appreciate that. It still does not mean that other people or other races can't appreciate that. They can still appreciate your struggle, even though they've never been through your struggle. They can still appreciate your beauty, even though they don't have your beauty.
Well,
and
I believe this. It's a black thing they can never understand. So
it's not about,
that's
the thing.
Understand.
It's not about understanding. That's why I keep saying it's an individual thing. Because you as an individual have your perception of what it is that your blackness means to you. But it does not mean that you still can't appreciate other things in this world. Not everything in this world that was brought about that we use today were created by black people. You know what I'm saying? But we still use it because we still like to have it. Not everything in this world was actually brought about by black people in this world because we didn't create everything. But we still appreciate it because it's something that we like, regardless of who made it. And that's what I feel about that whole atmosphere. It's not about discrediting or disliking or just downplaying anything about you just because you can appreciate other things that had absolutely nothing to do with you. We didn't create the ocean, but guess what? We still think it's beautiful when we see that view, you know? We didn't create the mountains, but we still like to spend that time up in the air. But it's still there. It's stuff that we can appreciate that had absolutely nothing to do with us, but we can still appreciate it for what it is. Not to say that we can understand how it got there or how it took to create it or whatever, because we didn't make it. But we can still appreciate it. And that's the way I feel about this whole pro-black or pro-white or whatever. You can be pro-whatever it is that you are. You being pro-you to me. And it does not mean that nobody else but you can appreciate you. That's the way I look at it. Other people can actually appreciate you for whatever it is that you encompass, regardless of what your race is or their race is, and it can still just be appreciated. That's what it's about to me, about being pro something. Appreciate me. That's pro me. Appreciate me for what I can give you and for what I can do for you, be it my color, be it my knowledge, my know-how, my personality, whatever it is, appreciate it.
So you could date someone of an opposite race, honestly, as pro-black.
Honestly, I do believe I can, but then you got to understand, girl, I'm still on another spectrum when it comes to black people anyway, because I'm a gay black man. To them, that might not be a pro-black thing to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there are always these different elements to things. And it's like I said, it's always an individual way of looking at things. People are going to see things from their own perspective because that's just how people are. And what may be something that you can see is being done one way may not be done that same way by somebody else who looks like you. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't make them no less of a black person or no more of a black person if they do it one way or another. It's an individual thing.
Okay, could you date a Trump supporter?
See, now that comes to being, that's a mental thing to me. Because it's about intelligence. And I'm not saying that's why I keep saying it's like you got all of these multifaceted things about people. And there's just always going to be something that could be something looked over or something not looked over. And to me, stupidity is not one of them. I can't date a dumb person. And they got black Trump supporters. You got to remember that.
They do.
Exactly. So that's the thing.
They're pro-choice.
And again, all of these things are different aspects of an individual person. Does that mean that everybody is going to, because they encompass this one trait or this one trait? No, it's going to be about five or six different traits that they can probably encompass that's going to be like, okay, yeah, if you're this, you're this, you're this, you're this, and you're this, and you're, yeah, that's too much for me. But suppose you have a person who is a white person, but yet they appreciate everything about black culture because they've grown up in around black people all their life. It's not because of them not appreciating their own whiteness, but they grew up around black people. So they get that whole cultural thing that black people do. They can grow
right,
up
but
when,
okay,
and be in the midst of it.
Let's stop you with that point right there. They can accept it. However, if you get pulled, I was just telling this to a friend of mine that posted on my page when I posted Black Lives Matter. She posted All Lives Matter, and I had to post as a black thing. You would never understand. Because even though we used to go out and ride around and things like that, if we had was following a car full of black guys and one white guy in the car, the cop will get all the black guys out and make the white guy stand on the side, and they'll handcuff all the black guys, make the white guy stand on the side. And she used to always say, because, you know, he don't look like a thug. And you can say it's All Lives Matter, but in our situation, we can't change our color when the blue lights come on. We're still black. So regardless of you can sympathize with someone, you can have empathy for someone, you can have compassion for someone, but you don't understand it until it's you. So,
and that's fine. But does that have to be the basis of a relationship for you? For just because somebody can actually understand everything that you've experienced in life, there's the things that you experienced as just being a woman, period, that any man would not understand or be able to understand it the way that you do because you're a woman. But you're still going to date men, and you're still going to marry a man. It's just different ways of looking at things. Even though this person may not have been the one to actually pull you over, because that person knows, again, that feeling for you. But the people that did pull you over are the ones that are actually causing the problem. And, again, I'm not saying that all people are that way, but I do know that it is out there. Racism definitely exists. And because racism exists is why we're having this discussion as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it does not mean that all people are seeing things that way. And I can't hold the one person that I know that is not like that responsible for the way that those people are because they're the ones that's doing it. You know, just because you are a white person does not necessarily mean that you would be one of the people pulling us over just because we black. You know, because a lot of white people would not do that. But then you got the ones that have done that. But then, you know, I've gotten stopped by black cops for the stupidest things. So it's just police officers and their whole superiority thing also. That's a different aspect to me. It's still just about that individual thing. You know, it's all about the individual. Some white people are definitely racist, but some black people are definitely racist too. I'm not going to hold everybody responsible for what everybody of that same race has done, you know. It's an individual thing. I look at it like this. I treat people the way that I want to be treated. People, not just black people, you know, but everybody. If I come across to you in a certain way, I look at it like my personality is a reflecting personality. The way that you come across to me is the way that I'm going to come across to you, minus the fact of being hateful, because I'm just not a hateful person, but I'm just not going to deal with you if you are a hateful person or if I feel that you're a hateful person.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm gonna expect you to respect me, then I'm gonna have to respect you. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
That's what it comes down to. Like I said, just appreciate me. If you're showing me appreciation, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever. Then I can show you that same appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
We are all different. We are not going to be the same person. Even if we are black people, we are not going to be the same. There's always going to be a difference because we are all different people. Again, I'm coming from a black and gay perspective. Does that mean that every black man is going to actually look at me as being black enough because I'm black? No, because there's a different struggle in that whole thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it's always going to be something that's not the same for everybody. No matter what you have in common, you're going to have some differences. And I just look at it like this. I can appreciate people.